BlizzCast, your official Blizzard podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to BlizzCast Episode 11, where we'll be discussing some of the highlights of BlizzCon 2009. My name is Rob Simpson from the esports team. At BlizzCon this year, I did shoutcasting for the World of Warcraft Arena Tournament, as well as the StarCraft II exhibition matches. I'm joined today by Diablo Community Manager Bashiok, Real-Time Strategy and StarCraft Community Manager Karun, and World of Warcraft Community Manager Nathera. Say hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey.
Let's start with you, Bashiok. We kicked off BlizzCon almost straight away with an announcement of Diablo 3's newest playable class, the Monk. Will you talk a bit about the information we released and reflect upon the reaction you saw from the fans at the convention?
We announced the Monk, as you said. It's our fourth playable class. We still have one class we haven't announced yet. But the Monk is sort of this East meets West. He's very, he's got a lot of kung fu moves, but he also looks very Western. He has his big red bushy beard, shaved head. And he's primarily a hand-to-hand fighter. He does use weapons, but a lot of his moves, it looks like he's using a hand-to-hand combat. And he's real fast, kind of weak as far as his armor and health goes, but he gets in there fast, kicks the crap out of dudes, and gets out of there. The reaction from the fans, I mean, was overwhelming. We had a station set up where people could fill out feedback on the demos while they were playing them, and the Monk was overwhelmingly the favorite among the fans at the show, which, I mean, it was just announced, so it's not too surprising, but still, it's a really fun class to play.
Definitely a fun class. Nathera, given that there was a lot of speculation going around about World of Warcraft's third expansion prior to BlizzCon, can you tell us what you thought of the reaction from attendees when Senior Vice President of Creative Development Chris Metzen let the Cataclysm trailer roll?
To describe it would be electric. There's just something about when there's a live event like that and having everybody see what we've been working on, the developers have been working on, that our video team has been working on and putting out there for them. And it's, like I said, it's electric. You just feel this sense of energy coming off of everybody, and it really invigorates you. And I think the reaction was extremely good. And I think people were very excited the entire time after hearing it, you know, from our lips.
Were any of you guys, like, actually there in the crowd, like, checking it out, like,
absolutely,
amongst the fans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I actually have a hilarious anecdote. It was hilarious to me anyway. So I was out in the crowd, and there was a journalist next to me. I don't know if people at home could tell this, but we actually had pyrotechnics set up in the hall. So when Deathwing comes up on the screen, there was this huge explosion and it just went boom, you know? And there was this journalist next to me typing, live blogging on his lap with his laptop. And the boom goes off and he literally like jumped in the air and the laptop went flying when that boom went off. And he was like, that doesn't happen again, does it? And I just looked at him, I was like, no, it doesn't happen again.
That boom went off actually when I was behind stage. I didn't even expect that to happen. It was like, it went off like right next to me. I was like walking past like the different panels.
It was just so loud in there too. Everybody was just cheering as soon as they saw it come up and they hear the music and, you know, it just...
Yeah, I think every feature, it kind of did like the feature call, like, you know, level 85 and new profession and all that stuff. Everybody was cheering with everything that came up. It was
really
cool.
You also moderated a lot of panels where a great deal of information was shared about Cataclysm. How did the audience receive the outpouring of new content previews, and were you surprised by any of the questions during the Q&A portions of each panel?
I think everybody was just really excited to get so much information and find out more about what we have in mind for the future. You know, that's always one of the things that people talk about the most in the forums is what's the future hold for them in the game? How are things going to progress? You know, how are things going to change? A lot of people, you know, worry about what changes are coming. Some people, that's what they look forward to the most is for when things change. I think it was really well received, and I don't think I was really surprised by any of the questions, although there was one kid that I thought had the best poise when he came up to the microphone. He's standing there and he's probably, I don't know, 11, 12 years old at the most. And he comes up with, you know, no fear of the cameras, the microphone, or anything else, and he asked one of the best hunter questions, and everybody just started cheering because here's this kid that just really asked this hard-hitting, poignant question right there in front of everybody with no fear whatsoever. And that was a great moment because it just shows how widespread our audience is and you know, how people just really get into it.
Yeah, the audience interaction really adds a lot to those panels. We gave BlizzCon attendees this year first access to Cataclysm content. Have you heard from many players who had a chance to try out segments of the Goblin and Worgen starting areas we had available at BlizzCon?
Oh boy, the debates between Goblin and Worgen, let me tell you. You know, you've got your people that are diehard Alliance players, and they're looking forward to, yeah, we're getting the Worgen. And then you've got the people on the Horde that, you know, they're like, well, I don't know, maybe we should have gotten the Worgen. And then you've got the people that are just so into the goblins that they just can't wait. It's finally their chance to get their hands on them. And, you know, the feedback that has come out of players that have tried the demo has been really, really good. They're very excited for the terrain phasing and all those things. And, you know, the backstory for both the Worgen, they're finding out more about Gilneas, they're finding out what's going on with the goblins and how they get to be a part of the Horde and what's in store for them. So I think overall the reaction was just really good. And you know, like I said, the debates are going on between which one's going to be better. But, you know, I think you're going to get people that are, you know, their Horde or their Alliance.
Karun, BlizzCon attendees had, for the first time ever, a chance to progress through a piece of the single-player StarCraft II campaign. What aspects of the campaign were they given to try out, and what has the feedback been like there?
The community and the fans were able to really just jump straight into single player. We threw them into a mission where Tychus and Raynor are defending an outpost while the Zerg's invading and stuff. So it was really fun just seeing people. They were really excited right from the first mission, and they were able to choose, go through all the different functions in between missions, choosing, you know, what they want to equip their army with for the next mission, where they want to spend their resources and so forth. And I mean, there was just a bunch of excitement around how single player has really changed compared to the original StarCraft. So, I mean, it's a lot more than the talking heads now. There's a whole bunch of cinematics in between. There's like lots of, I mean, there's a lot of options for you to explore and really immerse yourself into the world of StarCraft. So, I mean, I think the fan reaction was really big. It was also kind of fun seeing people who won like posters and stuff. You know, we gave kind of like random drops like as we do for the other titles as well. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, did you guys get a chance at all to check out some of the StarCraft stuff?
You know, I didn't get a chance to sit down myself, but I actually knew a lot of people that had never touched StarCraft before. And they sat down and they got to try the demo. And the first thing they said was, I'm going out and getting the original, because they were just so excited to find out more about the series. And they weren't RTS players, you know, they weren't interested in it to begin with, you know, but they thought, well, what the heck, I'll check it out since I'm here. And they are now the biggest fans.
Personally, I was working backstage the entire show, so I don't think I saw another human face for, you know, the entire show, but I'm sure it went off great.
In addition to the StarCraft II single-player campaign being made available to attendees and a head-to-head StarCraft II exhibition tournament taking place, Executive Vice President of Game Design Rob Pardo also dropped a great deal of information about the future of our Battle.net service in one of the BlizzCon panels. Can you talk a little bit about that and how Battle.net will define the future of the Blizzard Entertainment gaming experience?
Yeah, I really think Pardo is going down a very interesting path right now. It's a very exciting path for Battle.net, and trying to bring together the communities that surround all of our Blizzard products is really going to be very ambitious, and it's going to be a lot of fun because we have 11 million subscribers for World of Warcraft, and then we also did announce 12 million active users on Battle.net as well. So bringing together these communities, and Blizzard, you know, obviously started with Battle.net, you know, it was a huge multiplayer platform. Being able to play online for free, you know, has been very exciting for a lot of players, and that's what kind of got people into a lot of the Blizzard games originally. So, I mean, they're building upon that. They're really making the multiplayer very state-of-the-art as far as, like, matchmaking. Nobody wants to go on and, you know, get beat by somebody who's, like, super good and, you know, having a bad level, you know, it's not really matched appropriately. So what they're doing right now is very exciting, and I think is very progressive as well. In addition to that, I think they're really also adding a lot of new social media features. The internet has changed a lot over the last 10 years, and they're
just
integrating
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think for a while, you know, people thought, you know, there wasn't really going to be many changes into 2000. And all of a sudden, every 2 years, it feels like there's something new coming out. And there's a new way to share information and to share a lot of, I mean, with gamers want to share a particular type of information. So being able to share that with their friends, to build like clans and communities around that, and to share in those same interests, whether it's modding, artists, you know, drawing fan art and so forth, or lore, I think there's a lot of potential in BattleNet, and we're taking all that into consideration while doing that.
Yeah, and I don't know about all of you, but I mean, I've played all three franchises since they were released, and I know a lot of other people have also, so this is a great way that, you know, if you're playing one game, you can still talk to your friends in another and, you know, keep in touch with them and play it all if you want.
And also with the matchmaking system, I might actually play StarCraft online.
Maybe. Maybe.
You might not get crushed.
No one said anything about
that. Well, yeah, that's true.
So we had another announcement about the voice of Kerrigan. Trisha Helfer will now be fulfilling that role. How has fan reception been about that so far?
Well, yeah, definitely a question that I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds. I mean, personally, I am a Battlestar Galactica fan as well, and I'm really glad that she's a part of the whole experience, as I think a lot of us StarCraft fans were. And honestly, like, it was great having her on the panel. She was very nice, very easy to talk to. I think everybody, again, is very, very excited. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the feedback also on the boards or in the forums and such, but I mean, I think more or less, you know, everybody is really excited to see what Kerrigan has done over the past 4 years between Brood War and StarCraft 2, and she's going to be really, she's very enthusiastic to take that role.
And I heard that panel was packed, too, and that she was kind of a surprise, wasn't she, to the attendees? They didn't realize she was even going to be there.
Yeah, it was a huge announcement on our behalf.
All right, now that we've recapped on a healthy dose of the news we unveiled at BlizzCon, let's talk more generally about each of your experiences at the show. How was it this year compared to previous years? Let's start with you, Nathura.
You know, I got a chance during the times that I wasn't working at a panel. I finally got to go see something else as far as the events going on. And one of those things was the live raid with the Guild Premonition. That was a lot of fun, and it was great seeing them take on all these different bosses. And of course, at the end, we had to bring out the ultimate boss, Hogger, which managed to take them out. But, you know, if it wouldn't have been for Hogger to save the day, I think, you know, they would have won it all.
The developers wanted to throw something a little bit unique. They actually managed to patch in a unique Hogger that had, you know, tons of health and tons of damage, like right before BlizzCon, and they spawned him in, and he just completely destroyed Premonition.
And I have to say that they did such a fantastic job really adjusting to everything that was thrown at them, and they seemed to be really good sports about
they weren't spawning in normal bosses. Combinations of bosses that it was like debuff boss, like all the debuff bosses thrown at you at once. It was crazy.
It was a lot of fun. And it was great watching the crowd cheer when somebody died and cheer when they actually beat a boss, you know? It kind of went both ways, which was just made it a lot of fun, you know?
How about you, Bashia?
As I said before, I was backstage most of the time. I was backstage managing on Hall C, but from a show perspective, I don't know if anybody knows, but hopefully they do. It's mostly run by Blizzard employees. Pretty much everybody that works at Blizzard chips in some way. If it's running the store, running the queues and the lines, making sure people get on and off the demo stations, badges, information, working the stages, all the panels and everything, and it was by far the smoothest show we've ever had, and I think we're just getting better at running these shows. So, to the future.
All right. So, Karun, how was your BlizzCon experience?
Well, I have to agree with Nathera and Bashyak. I mean, honestly, it's great seeing BlizzCon grow every single year, and it's really become that much bigger, and it's become a part of the whole subculture around each of the franchises. It was amazing. I remember when I was first walking into the lines to where people pick up their badges, and it was like a huge room, and like the lines just went, you know, ridiculously long, but at the same time, like, people were flying through. And just everything was very, very smooth. I mean, everything was very professionally done. And I think all the fans, you know, really did appreciate that and being able to actually have, I mean, there was enough computers. I know last year it was a little tougher. The lines were a little longer waiting for computers, waiting for the store. Every single year we'd take a lot of the feedback. We set up a whole bunch of computers this year to actually get a lot of that feedback as well. And, you know, we're actively using all that stuff to change things. And it's, again, just great seeing that improvement every single year.
You can tell that people that come to the event, they're making it more a part of their regular routine every year or whenever we hold it. We actually had two couples that said that they had, you know, were using that as a celebration of their honeymoon. It was the end of one of their honeymoons. Somebody else, it was their honeymoon to come to BlizzCon. And then, of course, there were also other couples that actually proposed during BlizzCon. So it's kind of neat to see that people are actually making it a part of their vacation plans and everything else. So I would like to hope that we continue to make it the best event we possibly can for those people.
Yeah, we actually saw a pretty big proposal between Grubby and his now wife-to-be Cassandra.
Yeah, you were there on the stage, right?
I was backstage, yeah. I was able to catch just the end of it, them saying yes and the celebration.
Did you know that was going to happen?
I did know. He had talked to us a little bit about it.
I was pretty excited when I saw that flash on the screen later. I was like, look, finally.
So did you get to enjoy Jay Moore in the contest on Friday night, or the artist formerly known as Level 80 Elite Torrin Chieftain and the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed like all three of those events for sure. I mean, honestly, people were holding seats for like hours beforehand for each one of these shows, and especially being able to see Ozzy, I was actually behind the stage for that. It was, everybody at Blizzard was just like super excited, just as excited as all the fans, and it's great just again seeing everybody kind of get to the same environment and to be able to really kind of geek out together, you know, and to really just kind of give it their all for the whole weekend, you know.
Yeah, and I have a great time watching the costume contests. I'm always amazed at the amount of work that goes into those. It's just astounding.
Oh, especially the winner this year with the...
Yeah.
The Mistress of Pain. Yes. That was a Diablo 3 winner, yeah. Yeah, I was right smack dab in the middle of the pit for Ozzy. It was an awesome show. He was spraying people with foam.
They didn't throw you up in the
water. No, I didn't crowd surf at all. But it was pretty crazy. It's a good show.
Being that I've gone to an Ozzy concert before, I stayed further back because I felt that I would like to hear later. But the show was amazing.
Definitely. It was very loud.
It was very loud.
Getting too old.
It was actually hard to tell like who was more excited, the Blizzard employees that were actually there or the Blizzard fans, because I mean it was crazy this year, you know?
Yeah. It was very, very loud. The cheering was loud, the music was loud, which was great.
So what about you, Rob? I mean, I know you were really busy on the stage and managing a lot of the esports stuff that were going on, doing a lot of the play-by-play for arenas. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience? I mean, that was a lot different than, I think, what, you know, each of us went through during BlizzCon.
Yeah, I had a really great time casting World of Warcraft matches in front of thousands of people that were just excited to be there. We saw the North American team, TSG, take the gold over Korea's team, Ship It. The top three places were all from different regions. So we saw first place TSG from the United States, second place was Ship It from Korea, and third place was the European team, Existence. I didn't get a chance to catch very many of the RTS matches, but Lin did repeat as champion for Warcraft 3. Effort took the gold for StarCraft, and we also saw the world's first live broadcasted 2v2 StarCraft 2 exhibition match. Did you get a chance to check that out?
Yeah, I thought it was really nice actually seeing, you know, 2v2 games up on the stage and being able to actually shoutcast it and having a lot of people very enthusiastic about the 2v2 scene as opposed to the 1v1 scene typically. So, I mean, again, it did end up with, you know, David Kim's winning still pretty well. But at the same time, I think we got some really good replays that are also on the web right now that people can watch in a VOD format.
So that's about all the time we have for BlizzCast Episode 11. I'd like to thank you, Bashiat, Karun, and Nathera for sitting down to have a conversation with me about the BlizzCon 2009 experience.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
See you next time.
BlizzCast, your official Blizzard podcast.